This question comes from an audience member. How do you respond to the people who question the constitutionality of the Federal Reserve and would like to severely weaken it? And furthermore, how do you respond to members of Congress who wish to audit the Fed?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, so I do know Article 1, Section. Never mind. I'm not a lawyer, but the Fed has been around now for a century, and nobody so far has had a Supreme Court case, so I'm not going to get into that issue. I think the Fed performs the critical role of managing the monetary system, which is, of course, a power that Congress has to delegate, which it has done. Let me talk to the other issue, which is, I think, more more substantive. As you know, there are bills in Congress that would, quote, audit the Fed. And it sounds like something, how could anybody object to auditing the Fed? I mean, don't you have to look at people's books and see what's on their books? Well, the trouble with audit the Fed is that that's not what it's about. It's a misnomer. The Fed's books are thoroughly and completely audited. We are audited first by an outside private sector accounting firm, which gives us a clean bill of health. Secondly, all of our books, all of our financials, everything is open to the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, which is, you know, works for Congress and for the government and can look at anything it wants to look at. And third, we also have an independent inspector general that is able to, you know, evaluate any aspect of the Fed's financials or activities that it would like. If you'd like to see more about this, the Fed's website, federalreserve.gov, has a detailed discussion of all the various audits that the Federal Reserve goes to. So all our financials, all of our activities are thoroughly audited with one exception. And that exception is that in the law which created the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, there is an exception made for monetary policy. In other words, GAO can do anything it wants at the Federal Reserve, but what it can't do is go in and audit a monetary policy decision. Now, what the Audit the Fed bill would do is very simple. It would strike that clause. So if the Audit the Fed bill passed, then a congressman who didn't like the Fed's latest interest rate move could say, GAO, go audit that. And what that would mean would be the Government Accountability Office would send its staff into the Federal Reserve to look and see, you know, why did you guys raise interest rates and begin to investigate that decision. And it seems to me that's the first step toward basically the Federal Reserve no longer being an independent central bank. Now, there's a very strong agreement around the world that if you want monetary policy made based on long-term considerations and not based on short-term political considerations, and the central bank needs to have some independence in making monetary policy. What this bill would do is strike at the very heart of that independence. So it's my opinion that many people who support the bill just think it means what it sounds like, which is something about the financials. It has nothing to do with the financials. It has to do with whether or not Congress can ask the GAO to investigate a decision by the Fed that it doesn't like. And again, I think if you want a healthy economy, you want to have a strong and independent central bank, and that is not consistent with that bill.